From the Southwest Weather Center, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Welcome to this episode of Red Belly Radio. My name is Caleb Fox, and with all the crazy weather sweeping across the United States that's delaying and canceling flights, we thought it would be a good idea to sit down with our chief meteorologist at Southwest Airlines, Rick Curtis, to talk about how Southwest handles, monitors, and predicts the weather. Rick, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
So how do you and your team prepare the company for something like this, all this crazy weather?
Well, basically what we try to do is just keep up with the models and try and anticipate 2 to 3 days out when things could be there to potentially impact our operations. And with this last storm, things were looking really good as far as a nice, efficient, normal holiday weekend until about Christmas Eve afternoon. And then the models kind of went crazy on us. And, we had to react pretty rapidly Christmas evening and again on Christmas Day to prepare for this tremendous storm in the east. So it was a fun weekend.
Yeah, I can imagine. How do you stay in contact with all of our stations and let them know of upcoming weather? And we have so many cities. How do you stay in contact with our cities?
Well, it's really a twofold effort. There is a great process here in place here at Southwest, the Weather Disruption Task Force. And when we get a storm like this, we kick it into what we call phase one, or the short stack, which is basically keeping all the strategic folks in the operations together, communicating together with them. So we have scheduling, dispatch, ground ops, flight ops, all the key players, if you will, that have to work on this and prepare for this. And we communicate with them, and basically everybody comes to the table in these meetings with frontline employee and station concerns, and as well as operations concerns, and then we kind of mull that all together at the meetings and try to work it through. So as far as that's one phase, if you will, is that process, the Weather Disruption Task Force process. And the other part of the situation is just constant emails. We post graphics up on our internal intranet sites. We try and get the word out as much as possible on any avenue that we have at our disposal, because we could be creating all these great products and all this great information, but if it doesn't get to the people that need it, then what good is it?
We have a video playing up on our blogs right now of you, and you say in the video that we may be experiencing all four seasons at one time across our system. Even with this winter weather that's going across the East Coast, that isn't all you have to look at right now. We have so many other cities that are affected by all sorts of different types of weather.
Great point. I mean, just today, you think, okay, you're just dealing with the Northeast, and you're fine there. But, for example, San Francisco today had fog, low ceilings, all kinds of delays there. There's snow up in Spokane tonight. And then we've got frost advisories in Florida. So we really do run the gambit, and how we do it is basically we split it up into pieces, and each of us works different pieces, because no one person can handle any, the whole United States. We have to kind of target things and divide up the workload.
You have a small but mighty team, don't you?
We're small but mighty, I'll tell you. And we keep ourselves busy, especially in the winter, because you just get finished with one storm, and it seems like we're already looking at what's coming down for the remainder of this week as we prepared for New Year's weekend. So it doesn't end.
So what types of tools do you and your team use to monitor the weather?
As far as from a meteorology standpoint, we're like kids in a candy store here. We have virtually everything at our disposal. We have probably some of the best information sources from private sector companies, National Weather Service information, FAA weather information. Everything is really comes together, and we have a huge toolbox of all these different sources of information. And basically, we try and take this fire hose of information, process it, make some sort of sense of it, and then get it out to the folks that need it so that they can make the operational decision. So we're not really short of information. The problem is when you get so much conflicting information that you have, you know, one model saying one thing or one source saying something else, and then trying to put it together and make heads or tails of it to see, okay, at the end of the day, how much snow am I getting? So that's really the trick of the whole thing. We're not short of information from anywhere. It's just a matter of what to do, how to package it, and how to get the message out in the most efficient and clear method possible. Because if we just go on and say, well, it might do this and it might do this, and oh, by the way, it could do this as well, it's not helping anybody. There comes a point when you have to fish or cut bait and say, okay, we're going this way or we're going this way.
Yeah, with all that information, how accurately can you predict what's coming?
Well, that's the thing, you know. Weather is an inexact science. Meteorology is an inexact science, and unfortunately, the decisions that we have to make are deterministic, meaning do we operate or not? Do we close this city or not? And you have to do that ahead of time. So, you know, for example, on Saturday night, we were making decisions for the East Coast for Sunday's operations. So we couldn't wait till Sunday morning to decide, okay, what's the weather going to be like, you know, in 2 hours from now. You have so much of a machine that you have to shut down and take down just in stages and keep customers informed and that sort of thing, that you have probably a 12 to 18 hour lead time there of you got to go with the best information you have at that time and make a decision. So, you know, and once it's out there, a lot of weather folks are able to just reel back and say, okay, well, it didn't work out the way I planned, so we're going to go this way from now. Once it's out there, and you're kind of stuck with what your decision is. So you're right more than you're wrong, definitely, but, you know, there is a shade there or a sliver of time there that you wish you could do it again.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much answered that, but you know, where do you draw the fine line between delivering great customer service by operating flights and canceling flights because of safety?
See, that luckily that those decisions are handled by our awesome dispatchers. They are in charge of who operates when, how long, how far, and that sort of thing. So basically, our job is to provide them the best information possible, and then they take that information and crank it into some decision process. There's some balance somewhere that those folks have. Obviously, safety is job one, so they're always going to be operate a safe airline. But then you get into customer serving the customer needs as efficiently as possible and getting those folks from to where they want to be, versus operational efficiency and keeping the airline running as efficiently as possible. Because if you just delay a flight and delay and delay and delay that one flight, you may be affecting 50 other flights just on that one flight that you're delaying. So, you know, there comes a point, it's a balancing act, and those guys do a great job of it. And to be honest with you, I'm glad that they're making those decisions, because it's not an easy job.
Well, Rick, are you constantly monitoring the weather? I mean, even when you're at home?
Well, the good news is we do sleep, so that's good. However, to answer your question, almost yes. You almost sleep with one eye open at times, but there's three of us, and we kind of rotate the off-hour support. But basically, it is a weather does not stop. It's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week business, and you know, we have to continue to watch and update things all the time just to make sure that we you know, we keep the operation running as efficiently as possible.
Yeah, weather never stops, and neither do you, right?
Some days it feels like that.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010.